Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek. I'm visiting by telephone with Joel Fan. And Joel is the pianist who will be performing with the Helena Symphony Orchestra for a concert on Saturday, January 25th at 7:30 p.m. The acclaimed pianist has been performing all over the world, a number of orchestras and, of course, recitals, coming back to Montana to return to play with the Helena Symphony. I mentioned just before we started, Joel, that you've also been in Montana at the Festival Amadeus with the Glacier Symphony. Certainly nice to get you back to Montana.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to coming back. I really loved my time there.
I was amazed in reading some of your biography as a fairly young pianist early in your career. You have what will be four recordings out already, playing in orchestras in a number of settings all over the world. One of the members of the Silk Road Ensemble with Yo-Yo Ma. Television performances, of course, national radio. How do you view yourself as a pianist these days? Are you a pure soloist in the sense that you look for solo gigs with the symphony orchestras and then recitals? What is your musical trajectory at this point?
I've definitely been focusing on my solo career and with my albums, as well as my recorded legacy. My first two albums were both solo discs, and then I have actually an album coming out this year, which is a disc with the orchestra featuring all sorts of dances with piano and orchestra. So I'm definitely focusing on exploring the limits of what I could do on the piano.
And those recordings are West of the Sun, Music of the Americas, and then World Keys, Virtuoso Piano Music, both solo records by Joel Fan on the Reference recording label. You seem to have a connection to wanting to perform the great piano concerto works as well, right?
What I've discovered is that it's fascinating to explore unknown worlds, but then also connect them to maybe more traditional works. And what's so exciting about this concert with the Helena Symphony is that I'm going to be playing, you know, a traditional piano concerto, the Liszt first piano concerto, but then also playing the Szymanowski Symphony Concertante No. 4, which is also effectively another piano concerto, but one that's much less well-known than the Liszt.
Can you talk a little bit about these two pieces in a bit of detail? Of course, Franz Liszt, the amazing virtuoso pianist, it must be really interesting as a contemporary pianist to sit down and to play Rachmaninoff or Liszt in today's world. They're so timeless and so magical in the full expression of the keyboard, right?
It's really such a joy, and you're tickling the ivories and tickling yourself with just amazement at how they came up with these figurations of the hand, which just sound so amazing. And actually, it fits in the hand quite well. Both Liszt and Rachmaninoff were masters at making something sound even more difficult than it is. For me, it actually fits pretty well in the hand, so it doesn't feel as hard as it probably sounds.
How much are you playing these days with concerts like this where you're with the symphony orchestra, and how much are you able to be out and do recitals or solo piano work?
I have a very busy season coming up, especially with the orchestra. After this, I'm playing Beethoven's fourth concerto, and then Rachmaninoff's second concerto is on the plate. And then after that, I know I have Shostakovich 1. So you know, it's just basically a typical season. And on top of that, I do have the usual recitals. So right after Montana, I will be flying down to Bogota, Colombia for a recital there. I'm really excited about that.
Say something about coming back to Montana to perform. I know you've been with the Helena Symphony. We are very proud here in Montana that the symphony orchestras all have great attendance and are very healthy, and I think are doing just some really fantastic work.
I'm especially thrilled to be playing with Maestro Alan Scott. He's the one who came up with the brilliant idea for this program and of doing these two concertos on the same half. He's an incredible motivator, very organized, and I'm really thrilled to be working with him again. Last time I came, we performed The Age of Anxiety by Bernstein, and I had a wonderful experience, and I know how intelligent and supportive the audiences are. So I'm really thrilled to be coming back.
Well, we're thrilled to have you back as well. I'm talking with Joel Fan. The pianist will be performing on Saturday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in the Helena Civic Center with the Helena Symphony Orchestra in two different large works for this special concert. You can call 442-1860 for information, or there's a lot of information on the web at helenasymphony.org. Joel Fans Records are on the Reference recording label. I'd like to maybe go out with a short piece from one of your two solo recordings. Do you have a suggestion for something we could play? Would you like to introduce something?
Well, we can always do the last movement of the Barber Sonata, that crazy fugue. This is really one of my themes of my programming has been exploring, again, music of great composers from this century as well as from the 20th century. We have in Barber's Sonata really one of the great American masterpieces, and this fugue is a monumental creation. It was actually written for Horowitz. And so in going with our theme of virtuosity and Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Horowitz, this is really a fantastic creation.
This is Joel Fan, pianist from his recording West of the Sun on the Reference recording label. Enjoy your time in Montana. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks. I'm really excited. Thank you.
Thank you.